Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Jeremiah, this is Leanne Doolin calling you from the concrete company.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. I thought I didn't hear back from you, and it's getting close to the end of the day, so I thought I would call you back.
Yeah, you were on my to-call list here. Let me pull up your file. I was going to let you know that I believe I have better news than last time. Let me pull it up. Give me one second. Then. Okay. Let me see. The concrete company. Okay. Okay, so originally we were at a payment of $645.95 times 48 payments. It was $31,005. Okay. They looked at it, reviewed it, and they lowered the payback amount. Okay, so it's a fixed payback is what this is on this one. Right. So the payback is not your monthly payment was lowered to $601.01 for 48. That makes it $28,848.
That's okay.
Is that still not good enough?
Oh, that's not even close. Okay, well, just shred my all of our paperwork and forget it, because that's like robbery to me. I just can't do that.
Yeah, no, I understand it. It is a little bit much, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you're able, like.
I'll tell you what Kyle, can I tell my notes, what he actually told me. And there again, this is what irritates me, because I asked 2 weeks ago when we started this, this is exactly what I asked him. And now here we are again with the same thing. He told me it would be anywhere from 5 to 7%, 5 years. He said plus the interest, but I have, and to me, when I'm here, he said it would be, for $16,000, it would be $265 a month plus whatever interest rate it was, between 5 and 7%. So this is nowhere even near that.
Well, so let's figure out the interest on this. Let me see here. So the interest, $28,000.
Well, I mean, a $600 payment versus a $300 payment, that's nowhere close to anything. That's not even...
Well, hold on. Divided by... So it was $28,847 divided by 4, 7567. So, yeah, it's a 13% rate.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, we don't want to do that. That's okay. I think we can actually, because the Tough Shed place that Bill says has better interest rates there, and it's much easier, and we don't have to do all this crap. So we should have done that from the beginning rather than doing this, because what he told me was not accurate. And that's what irritates me, because I wrote down all those notes from before, and I said him point blank, usually play people that call you looking for soliciting business, the rates are really high. I'm not doing that. If that's what yours is, we don't have to talk any further. Oh, no. Well,
yeah, I apologize for that. We you weren't the first one to say that, so we actually ended up getting rid of him. He's no longer with us because of this exact reason. So I do apologize for that. It has been taken care of. He is no longer here with us, and we hope to fix that going forward, because that's not what we're about. We don't like to tell people the wrong info like that.
Okay. But he still has his name on his voicemail, because I just called that first, and I thought I didn't get him, so I called you. So I thought, well, but anyway. But that's right. I mean, you have to, in business, you have to be honest to people. You can't just smoke up their ass. I'm sorry and say that. But
I agree. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So I do apologize for that. It has been fixed, and I will give that feedback to my boss as well.
Yeah, so please, you know, because you have all of our bank running information. So, yeah, make sure you shred our paperwork or whatever you do with it, so.
Absolutely. That's what we do. We terminate everything. You as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.